Once Upon a Pantomime.
This is the Pittoroski's Pantomime, and that was the orchestra, which gives you a fair idea of what they're in for. Nevertheless, we dare you to listen to Babes in the Woods, a pantomime extravaganza in five or six or seven scenes, roughly speaking. The cast, who would prefer to remain anonymous, as follows. The boy, Babe.
Name, Jimmy Pedro.
His twin sister, Jemima.
The part of Sheriff Starlight. Mrs. Pickerell.
The wicked Sheriff of Nottingham.
That's me, Sheriff Sinclair.
Maid Marion, Robin Hood's sweetheart.
Susan Pickerell, I'm sorry to say.
The wicked Robin. Mr. Higginbottom.
I'm the body robber.
And Mr. Whipple.
I'm the goody robber.
Nurse Gluco. Guardian,
it is I, Humphrey Brockenbank.
And you'll never guess who's playing Simple Simon.
Yes, that's me, up here.
Playing the part of our hero, Robin Hood is... Well, come along, who is Robin Hood?
All right, I forgot to pause the letter to tell him to come.
Playing the part of Robin Hood and Simple Simon is...
Mr. Codhead himself, Alfie Ho!
The pantomime opens outside Nottingham Castle, where the babes are happily playing, watched over by Nurse Gluco.
I am Nurse Gluco, the devoted nanny of the babes, James and Jemima. So where can they have got to?
Where's your sister, Jemima?
Standing against that tree with an apple on her head.
Oh, my goodness, put that bow down. Jemima, come down. I thought you two were playing in the castle.
Well, I was. I was playing at winding up the drawbridge, but she went for a swim. And then, darling, I just have a robin living on the fire.
What did she say, Jane?
She said she had to go for a swim. She was sitting on the drawbridge when I wound it up.
Good heavens! You had to get a cold in wet clothes.
Oh, no, I took a dress in the castle and dried it over the fire.
There we go, I mean, yes, I'm on the other.
Well, I couldn't take them in.
You'll have to let them dry on you. Hello, everybody. I am Simple Simon. Whenever I come on the pantomime, I will say, who am I? And I want you all to say, you're Simple. Now then, that's how we try it. One, two, three. Who am I?
You're stupid.
Anyway, I've got to deliver these to the castle.
Oh, what are they?
Two creams of brown ale for Sheriff Sinclair. And I'm late.
But it's only 9 o'clock in the morning.
Yes, but the sheriff always has his breakfast at 8:30.
Anyway, I've got to go in the castle.
But you can't go in the castle yet.
Why not? If I say I'm going in the castle now, I'm going in the castle.
I am the Sheriff of Nottingham. Who's been swimming in my moat?
It is Simple Simon.
Right. That'll be sixpence for the swim and an extra sevens if he wants a towel.
How about a penny for the lad who pulled the drawbridge up?
Oh, it's you two babes, is it? The brains of that villainous outlaw Robin Hood.
Don't you call Robin Hood, and you'll be having sixpennyworth in the moat as well.
All right, funny babe. See, you won't be so cocky soon. I'm going to be talking to two gentlemen about you and your sister. Two gentlemen who are going to take care of you.
I take care of the twins. That's my job.
Aye, well, any day now you're going to be declared redundant. Here, give this notice to Simple Simon when he gets out of the water. Tell him to pin it on the town notice board.
What is it?
My latest proclamation. To raise money for me, all taxes are hereby doubled on food, water, shoes, socks, and bare feet, lollipops, donkeys, and hare. The proceeds are for the restoration of the castle brewery. annual outing to Glasgow.
We should never have had a Scottish sheriff in Nottingham, but we're ever going back to Glasgow.
Ah, but there's a very good reason for that.
Oh, what reason?
Because I love the lassie, a bonny, bonny lassie. She's as pure as a lily in the dell. She's as sweet as the heather, the bonny bloomin' heather. Mary McCord's bluebell, come away, come away, come away. Someone's taken her out tonight.
Somebody's going to raise an old son of Bud there.
He must be a brave man or he's mentally defunct. It's simple, Sandman. In that case, he's mentally defunct. He'll be there at 9 o'clock. Put the ladder against the window of the big bedroom. And once he comes down the ladder, you two go up it. And kidnap the thing. Maybe so. We'll fling him in the sack and drag him in the polish. Oh, you know the chap with his sledgehammer.
Oh, you're a witness, Robert Higgy. I don't know why I fell off with you.
Because we're friends. That's why, and you know. Here's your Evan. Here's the camp. Here I am.
If you're ever in a mess, SOS.
If you ever feel the happy landing gale, find your bail.
Just break it.
Christopher down the stairs, cheerio!
You got the girl. I'll cover this one.
Oh, no, Hickey. Calm your velocity.
Help me, you big buddy. And you let go, me sister. Help me, Archie Mason.
Don't worry. The pain will stop as soon as I knock you out.
Maybe that's why I love you.
are clinging lovers with them hiding beneath a large oak tree, as the squirrel seldom is nuts. We move to yet another part of the forest. It is a very large forest. Oh, really? Haven't you got some other music you could play? We find the babe being dragged along by the wicked robbers.
Oh, now calm down. Don't get hysterical. We're not going to keep you here long.
No, just till I sharp my knife.
Come here. I did your last request.
Yes, can I have a pint of bitter?
Hey, you can't drink till you're 18.
That's all right. I can wait.
I'm going to carve you up.
Stop! It's very starlight here again. I want to lose you, wicked men. If once more my powers you must kill.
You wrap that wound around your cock.
The boy is right. I'll look, the crook. As they touch it, tickle, tickle.
If we stop here, we're bound to lose.
You're right. Let's go and find some food.
Come back.
Do it all day, but you have no need to worry. You have Robin Hood's hunting horn. It is very soon to come to your rescue.
Why, is it a fairy?
No, I believe it's human.
He disguises it very well.
Well, I must go now.
Why, Fairy Starlight?
I must away to foreign parts to practice there my magic art. And at a cliff there in a hole, the fairy will be known, King Cole.
We'd better try and find our way home.
Come on, you cowardly dog. There's no one here but the two babes.
Holly, Jerry, that bird in the white dyke was here again, flapping a wand about.
That's right, Jerry, we've seen it twice. The first part, I thought it was a fragment of my imagination.
Well, those two babes are in enough. Grab them.
Keep away from us, or I'll cut you with this hunting horn.
So what with the horn?
Alan Sykes, written written by James Casey and Frank Roscoe, produced by James Casey, and starred Jimmy Clitheroe as the Babe himself.
Surprise! Go on, Grandad. Talk to them.